Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress G, and as usual, it is always wonderful to be here with you. This, of course, is a special segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. We normally come on Saturday nights, of course, and we had really planned to bring to you last night a live broadcast from the New Art Black August gathering. There was a conference and, of course, a concert that took place. So we were not able to get there to do that, but we are able to at least bring you tonight a recap, an update of some of what went on yesterday. And also, you know, we want to make sure that we continue the observance and commemoration of Black August so that we can really get a better understanding about what it is and why we need to be supporting it and be involved in it, and of course the continual work in freeing our political prisoners. Before we begin this program for tonight, as usual, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator, and we are always appreciative, as we say, of our freedom-fighting ancestors. If you would like to communicate with us a little later on, we will open up the line for you to do that. You can call us at area code 646-652-2232. Again, 646-652-2232. We're going to also tonight bring to your attention that today, August the 22nd, is also a day of observance for a freedom fighter, someone who made a serious contribution to the upliftment of African people, specifically Black Power Movement here in the United States. We're talking about none other than Brother Huey P. Newton, the co-founder of the original Black Panthers. For self-defense, I got to edit on it too, of course, because sometimes we tend to forget that we still need to be dealing with the idea and the reality of self-defense. At any rate, today, August 22nd, does in fact mark the day of his murder. He was killed on August the 22nd of 1989. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that we all did not be remiss and forget about his legacy. Some of us were indeed inspired. I myself was a little too young at the time, but certainly over the years was able to read and learn and to meet people who were involved in the original Panther organization during that time period. And certainly it helped not only to inspire me, but helped me to grow and helped me to develop further. And so I'm certainly thankful because, you know, we talk about here at New Day the reality of personalities and contradictions and so forth and so on. But, you know, we have to always make certain that we realize the contributions that people make and that you can never take that away. Huey P. Newton, of course, was not only a dynamic, charismatic Black man, man was extremely intelligent and I dare say even brilliant. Okay, and so we must not ever forget that, no matter what else we might have heard or read, you know, that's okay, but always remember the man has skills, and, you know, the evidence is there in the work that was produced, and in many instances is still being produced today. Okay, so without going on further about that, what I'm going to do is we're going to hear a few words from Mumia Abu-Jamal, who in one of his radio commentaries, you know, did something special in regard to Brother Huey P. Newton. And then when we come back, we're going to get ready to go to our live line, and we're going to talk with the brother who was involved in the organizing for the Newark, New Jersey Black August event that took place yesterday. We're going to talk with Brother PJ, who is also a member of the Jericho Movement for the New Jersey area. Okay? So, again, we want to give you an update on what happened last night and, you know, also the continued work that the Jericho Movement is always doing. But what we're going to do again is, let's see, we want to hear from our brother Mumia Abu-Jamal, who, of course, is still a political prisoner, who, of course, still we must fight to make certain that he is freed.
Huey, November 1942, 1989. Huey Kenyon was named, and more importantly, his history of resistance and struggle. His little more than a mystery for many younger people in their 20s. The name and works of a third-rate rapper is more familiar to the average black youth than that's hardly surprising given the thing of the public school system. For the public school system is invested in dignity. If Huey P. Newton was a rebel and more, a black revolutionary. Inspired by the civil rights movement, the violent attacks on blacks trying to vote, Huey felt a bolder, more radical stance was needed. At 2024, he co-founded the Black Panther Party, and the group expanded by leaps and bounds. Begun in October 1996, in 3 years, it was located in over 40 chapters and branches across the country, with an international section in Algiers, South Africa. Dedicated to the principles of black self-defense and black freedom, the party became the foremost radical group of the era, with a wealth of supporters and enemies. Chief among enemies was the U.S. government, which, in the words of the FBI's chief, J. Edgar Hoover, considered it the greatest threat to national security. For many thousands of black youth, the rebelliousness of the party spoke to their spirits more truly than did the peaceful resistance represented by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. His Washington speech, known as the I Have a Dream speech, was neither his finest nor his most profound. But like many black preachers who are master orators, he brought his best to it. King, like many busy leaders, had others write some of his speeches. And one of those men was Vincent Harding, now a theologian and historian. Harding contributed to King's groundbreaking Riverside Church speech, delivered precisely a year before his assassination, when he denounced the Vietnam War, marking his break with an American president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the corporate media, and many of his closest allies in the SCLC for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. President Johnson felt betrayed by King, and the media turned from praise to ridicule. In his book, Martin Luther King, the Inconvenient Hero, Harding quotes from the Washington Post, which editorialized that King, quote, had diminished his usefulness to his cause, to his country, and to his people, unquote, because of his speech against the Vietnam War. But betrayals didn't stop, nor did nasty editorials deter him. Indeed, the violence of war radicalized him, so much so that he says, like, the evils of capitalism are as real as the evils of militarism and evils of racism. Think of that. Capitalism, militarism, and racism, evils. When was the last time you heard that? Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was being radicalized by the churning events around him. And a year before his death, he was both anti-war and anti-capitalist. Ask yourself, if King were alive today, with his views, could he be elected president? If not, why not? What does that say about the nation's political system? From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hammerhead for Prison Radio.
All right, that of course again was Mumia Abu-Jamal. And we once again remember Dr. Huey P. Newton, Brother Huey P. Newton, today, March the 8th, that he was murdered, August the 22nd, 1989. All right, we're going to go back again to, let's see, I guess we're going to get ready to go to our live wire, our live frontline boards, as we say, you know, meaning we're going to get ready to bring in someone, because we really want to make sure that we stay abreast of what's going on with Black August. And so yesterday there was an event in Newark, New Jersey. Our brother Bilal Sunni Ali, who was here in Philly just a couple of days ago, had the opportunity to go to Newark and was a part of the panel discussion. Of course, there was a conference there. And then last night there was a concert. Before we go to our live line and talk with our brother TJ, who is going to give us kind of an overview and insight into what happened late or yesterday, we want to remind you that here in Philadelphia next Sunday, which will be Sunday, I'm all the way in another year. Next Sunday, August the 29th, here in Philly, at the Shanghai City Cultural Center, we're going to be showing the documentary film titled The FBI and Tupac. Okay, again, with this being Black August, it is so important to connect not only the dots, but to really make it clearer how, in fact, COINTELPRO still exists today, certainly what happened years ago, but we have to be able to see the clear relationships between the work that was being done for the liberation of our people and how that connected into hip-hop, how it also connected into those who have attempted and are still attempting to do things today. So next Sunday, August the 29th, we invite you to join us at the Shanghai City Cultural Center, the Philadelphia Black August Committee. Our brother Sony is going to be preparing a great meal for everyone to partake in. We'll also have a dialogue, and I do understand that Super PM Africa is planning to come by to join in for the dialogue as well. But again, Shanghai City Cultural Center, located at 3117 Master Street here in Philadelphia. Admission is $10, which covers your meal for the evening, but rest assured no one will be turned away. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go to our live line now, and joining us is Brother TJ, and we're going to talk about Black August. Black August that took place in Newark yesterday. Of course, there are many Black August events going on nationwide. We got a report, of course, from an event that was happening in Cali. So, again, you know, it's going on all over the place, in Baltimore, of course, here in Philly, and now we're going to get the report coming from Newark, New Jersey. Yesterday, they had a fantastic, I talked again to Brother Bilal, and they was on fire up there with a lot of positive energy, a lot of good things going on. But remember, family, the work continues, the lucha continua, the struggle does indeed continue. So let's do this. Let's go to our live line. And joining us is Brother TJ, who is a part of the Black August Committee, organizing committee there in Newark, New Jersey, and is also involved with the Jericho Movement, which is always about the work of freeing our political prisoners. Brother TJ, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sister.
Oh, good, thanks. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Good to be here, and I'm glad to be a part of the show. Welcome to have for having me.
Oh, wonderful, certainly. So, tell us about what went on yesterday. I know, you know, when I talked to Brother Bilal, I mean, he was, you know, very excited, and it was just, you know, it seemed to be a very inspirational and powerful kind of activity.
It was, sister. Yesterday was the inaugural Black August event in Newark. This was the first time that, you know, we were able to bring Black August to Newark in the form of the political education workshop and the hip-hop conference last night. So, you know, we wanted to kick it off right. But yesterday afternoon, we started off with, again, a political education workshop from 1 to 5, and it was centered around a documentary film on the life of George Jackson, which I don't think anyone who was in attendance, including some of the original, you know, some of the former PPs and POWs, had ever seen the documentary. So it was entitled The Day of the Gun. I don't know if any of your listeners have ever seen it before, but we screened a showing of Day of the Gun, and at the PPE workshop, we had a number of former members of the Black Panther Party in the BLA, Sister Zula Latifah and Brother Masai Ehiose from Newark. As you mentioned, Brother Bilal Suni Ali was there. And we also had Brother Khalil Mustafa and Daruba Ben Wahad as well. After the showing of the film, you know, we had a really lively conversation with the audience, and then our warriors got a chance to come up and say a few words, and it was very enlightening, sister. And then we also had a call in from California, Sister Kilu Nyasha, elder warrior, called in and gave us a phone interview. So the afternoon session was excellent. Again, we got in the political education there. And again, last night from 8 to 12, we did the hip-hop concert. And sister, when I say it was off the chain, it was off the chain. The best thing about it, perhaps, was the intergenerational aspect. We started off, Sister Amina Baraka gave us two poems. Yeah, man, really.
Right, and let me just interject for one moment.
Yeah,
for
go
those
ahead,
who
sister.
Do
yep.
not know who Sister Amina Baraka is, of course, mm-hmm. if you're familiar with Raj Baraka and none
mm-hmm.
other than Imari Baraka, then, of course, you got to know Sister Amina, who is
exactly.
the wife and mother. All right, brother, go ahead.
That's right. And so we started off with the sister and brother Bilal Sunni Ali did a 15-minute set on his saxophone. And when he did Look For Me in the Whirlwind, I mean, it was over. But so we moved, we kind of segued from, you know, from the elders. We got our underground conscious hip-hop artists. So while I'm on the line, I just want to thank the Welfare Poets and NY Oil and Hakeem Green.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we had a tremendous, you know, conscious underground artist lineup that really brought the energy last night. The attendance, we had young folks there as young as 9 and 10 years old, again, all the way up through our seniors. So the intergenerational aspect of our Black August celebration was really strong, and we appreciated that, and we're looking forward to doing it again next year.
All right. Well, I know, you know, when I talked to Bilal, as I said, he was
mm-hmm.
just like, I could feel him beaming through the phone.
Yeah, yeah. that's good to hear. And, yeah, I mean, the his set, and we did some interaction. We raised about $500 for Brother Sundiata
mm-hmm.
Kohli and Sekou Odinga.
Mm-hmm.
The proceeds from our event, you know, is going to go to those two warriors.
Okay.
So yeah, it was successful all around for our first time.
Now, brother, before we go any further,
mm-hmm.
would you please let our family listening audience know a little bit about who Brother Sekou Odinga and Brother Sundiata Okoli are? Because some people may not be, you know, familiar with them, and it's important that we not only say their names, but that, you know, people know who they are.
Exactly. Well, again, some of us, you know, might remember Sundiata. He was, again, on that fateful day in New Jersey.
That's
on
right.
the Turnpike with
Sister
Sada Shakur and Brother mm-hmm. Zaid Malik Shakur. And again, if he was the survivor who was captured eventually,
right.
we know what happened
right.
with Sada's situation and her liberation. But
mm-hmm.
again, Sundiata's been locked down for 30 years now, and just
mm-hmm.
recently. He received a 10-year hit by the New Jersey Parole Board. And so while his case is in a bad state right now, we really wanted to use yesterday as a way to kind of, again, raise money so that we can contribute to the legal fees that are going
right.
to be needed, you know, coming up. As far as Sekou Odinga, again, this brother, you know, based in New York, chapter of the Black Panther Party, he's
mm-hmm.
a Muslim. Considers himself a POW, and
mm-hmm.
he's out of Queens, New York. But again, he in about 1967, he was, you know, disillusioned with some of the, I guess, civil rights work that was going on, and he joined the Black Panther
mm-hmm.
Party.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly thereafter, you know, based on the way the COINTELPRO activities on the part of our government that were taking place, again, he was targeted. He was a part of the BLA. Actions in New York area as well. And so when we commemorate Black August, like we did yesterday,
mm-hmm.
we
mm-hmm.
talk about the concept of resistance. And if it's anything
right.
that those two brothers represented, it was resistance. And they fought for the dignity and the integrity of our community, and we will not allow them, you know, to go down unacknowledged and unrecognized. So we make sure that, you know, the next generation is going to know who Sundiata Kohli and who Sekou Odinga are.
That's right. Wow. Good thanks. And I'm sure, of course, with the conference, you know, there was several presentations or dialogues about other political prisoners. I'm sure Brother Bilal talked about Emmanuel Alamin and,
exactly.
of course, Dr. Matula Shakur. And
yeah.
again, you know, family, we're saying these names because for those of you who are not familiar with them, you know, with now the use of the internet and the
yes.
access of so many other areas, the ability to obtain information, there's just no reason why you cannot
yes.
or should not know about these people. I mean,
yeah.
if you know about all these other people, then certainly you should know about the constitutions
That's right.
of your
That's
own,
right.
especially when it comes to fitting, and as Brother T.D. just said, when it comes to that spirit of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that this weekend also gives recognition to the rebellion of Nat Turner.
Yes.
So,
yes.
you know, we were right on point.
Yeah. And yesterday was the, you know, anniversary of George Jackson's assassination, you know,
That's right.
in California. And I just want to quickly add, sister, someone from your area, we actually had Russell Maroon Schultz Jr. Actually
yes.
hosted
no
the event
Russell.
For us. Yeah, so I wanted to mention that. I know you guys are in the Philly area, so we
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have been able to have the success we had without that brother. And again, you know, his energy and his effort really made us have a successful night last night.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is fantastic. Now, was it videos?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have footage. We had a few folks videoing. So actually, I'm sure probably by tomorrow or even today,
okay.
folks can probably go on YouTube some things. But we'll definitely have some footage up on the Jericho website
mm-hmm.
and on our Black August website as well.
Wonderful, because we would love to maybe show it here in Philly. And also, how can I get the other documentary that you spoke of on Brother George Jackson? Because I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, actually, I mean, I don't know what the situation with the phone is now. I mean, you could email me at
mm-hmm.
Jericho, you know, it's jerseyjericho @gmail.com.
Okay.
And if you just send me your mailing address, sister, I'll send a copy out to you tomorrow.
All right.
But it's definitely a must-have, you know, for your audience. If anyone is interested, you guys can reach out to us as well at jerseyjericho@gmail.com. And again, we'll get you a copy. It won't be free like Sister's was, but again, we're only asking for a $5 donation. We'll send that out to you.
Give thanks. And of course, you might have heard me mention earlier that next Sunday, as a part of our Black August observance, we'll be airing a screening
yes.
the FBI in Tupac. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, you know, that, and of course, you know, we're going to provide history or information about the history of COINTELPRO, but also,
yeah.
of course, the history of Black August, you know, how
yes.
it got started and why it got started. And,
right.
you know, we definitely will make certain that, of course, Brother George and John Jackson are, you know, mentioned, not just mentioned, but that people understand that it was
exactly.
an integral part in
That's
the formation
right.
of Black August.
That's right. And I'm sure you guys will, what we're trying to do here as well is make
mm-hmm.
the connections between, you know, the COINTELPRO then and COINTELPRO now, because we know it's still
That's
going
right.
on, right? And so we, especially for that next generation, you know, folks getting, you know, pulled over and locked up, whether we're talking about our Muslim, you know, brothers and sisters, those, you know, may be, you know, in certain street organizations, you know, being,
mm-hmm.
they're being set up, man, you know, it's a game or it's not a game and it's serious. And so again, we appreciate, and if you could send that information for next week, I will definitely
mm-hmm.
forward it to folks, because once they hear about that FBI and Tupac film, I'm sure a lot of people might be interested in coming down to Philly.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll definitely get that to you a little later on this evening.
Okay.
Now, before we let you go, Brother TJ,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the other things that Jericho is now working on? Is there any specific projects or any specific events coming up or anything you want to share with us?
Yeah, just quickly, we're actually in the process of reestablishing you know, Jericho. We've got a tentative
mm-hmm.
steering committee now,
mm-hmm.
And over the last 3 months, there's been a lot of work, you know, put into kind of reformalizing mission statements and things of that nature. With regard
mm-hmm.
to specific political prisoners, though, we've recently come on in New York as you know, co-organizers of the Sekou Odinga Defense Committee,
okay.
and there's a legal situation there. Where there's, you know, some loopholes that may be able to be exploited if we can raise, you know, the funds. And so we're putting a lot of energy there and actually
mm-hmm.
starting to establish some chapters. We attended the U.S. Social Forum this past June, And we made some, you know, really significant contacts there. So, yeah, in the fall, people should be listening up. We're going to have some events, you know, around the country. So we're looking forward to keeping this work going. And like we said last night, Black August is not about the concert. You know, it's about what we do after, the day after. So what are we going to do writing them letters, all right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, in terms of Brother Sekou and also Brother Sundiata, if I remember correctly, there were some letter writing campaigns that were being launched or that were being implemented. Is that still in effect?
There is a strategy that's being planned, especially here in New York State or in the New York State area with Governor Patterson's situation. So there's a letter writing campaign that's actually going to coincide with some other activities to hopefully put some pressure on Governor Patterson on his way out. So in a regional sense, there's that. But there's also some planning, hopefully, for a national campaign over the next couple of years regarding the COINTELPRO hearings. We really feel like those hearings need to be reopened. And, you know, what took place with the church committee a few decades ago, it needs to be revisited because no one has ever been held accountable for what took place with COINTELPRO. And until that begins to happen, we don't know. We don't feel like our political prisoners will really have, you know, legitimate options, you know, legitimate shot at their amnesty. So, you know, those are two of the things with the Sekou Odinga and trying to get the COINTELPRO hearings reopened or projects that we're going to be working on coming up.
Okay, wonderful. Brother, let me also take this time to extend an invitation to you. And, of course, anyone else that is listening and wants to get involved, this October there's going to be a major session held here in Philadelphia as a part of the Million Woman March 13-year anniversary observance. We're really getting ready to bring forward our MWM movement. And a part of that does, of course, entail putting a major focus on human rights violations of our people, of course, in these prisons, of course, in terms of COINTELPRO, the violation of our rights in those regards, and also just in general matters, but definitely a special session that focuses on political prisons because we realize that although there's so many issues that we've got to look at and deal with, you know, as we often say on this radio program and various other kinds of presentations, that a people that does not deal with the issue of those who have taken a stand, those who have made the ultimate sacrifices, etc., the people that do not make a clear position in regards to those matters, not only are going to be continuously disrespected, but also disregarded and, and ultimately destroyed.
Exactly. No,
so I'm saying that to say there is going to be a special session coming up in October, and my brother, you'll get more information about that. Again, when I talk to Brother Bilal, we're going to really work on bringing Sister Falani in, for that session, because during that entire week, we'll also be paying a special tribute to mothers, daughters, and sisters of the movement.
So that's
going to be very, very powerful.
Strong and powerful,
Cause, and that, too, is intergenerational because we're looking at, we're planning to invite Angela Davis, Kathleen Cleaver, Amina Baraka, and, you know, and connect the dots of, again, this is mothers, daughters, and sisters of the movement.
Beautiful.
And so we'll be able to really hear some of what happened to some of our people from people who were there at that time, as well as those who are now today doing the work. And then it will also allow us to train, you know, that make that incoming, you know, generation.
Exactly.
Because
and
we have to provide the proper training for advocacy and activism and those types of things, research, and we've got to train our folks to do that. So you know, our session is going to have segments that is committed to doing that. So, again, my brother, we would love to have you do a presentation, to be on panel discussion, to bring us information. And, you know, and again, we're very proactive. So it's really about bringing information, but it's really also about, you know, readying us or providing additional readiness, you know, for action.
Yeah, we would love to be a part of that, sister. Anything or any way that we can be supportive of that effort, please let us know, and we look forward to participating.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And I'll definitely, you know, connect with the Jericho Movement people here in Philly because, you know, of course, it's the
yes.
Pan Africa is here.
Yes.
And, you know, that's another thing that we'll be discussing, you know, very, very much, and that is the issue of Mumia Abu-Jamal and also the issue of the Move 9, as well as Brother Russell
right.
Schultz. You know, we would be remiss if they're all right here in Philly or right here in the state of Pennsylvania.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, that has to be priorities. And the other thing that we'll be bringing forward, too, is the Hands Off the Father campaign. Let us not forget.
Exactly. Our sister.
Absolutely. So, you know, we look forward, my brother, to continue building and definitely to, you know, work on getting stuff done and, in reality, fighting to bring our people home. You know, we've got to do that. Now, just also so you'll know, and you can pass this on through your network, we're planning to go into Senegal in December.
Yeah.
If in fact assessment happens, they are also planning to do a conference port for assessment. And, you know, we have to begin to assert our position through the arts since, you know, again, hip-hop is now becoming a real mainstream in the social justice arena. Yes, indeed.
Yep.
So, again, it will serve, I think, as an excellent time to be able to bring forward on an international level some of our positions in regards to resistance and human rights violations and so forth and so on. So, you know, again, I should know in the next couple of weeks if, in fact, assessment is going to take place and, you know, hopefully we may be able to take a couple of our youth, you know, to represent.
Beautiful. And that, like you said, that to bring it full circle, the artists, you know, like you're trying to bring it back to Black August, you know, last night, the artists and their consciousness, you know, and so the artists that are also activists
know,
with what you were talking about, you know, and we need to encourage and really support our artists who are also activists, you know what I mean? And
that's
so what
right.
you're talking about and what we're doing with the Black August thing is exactly what we need for that next generation, you know, in training
Absolutely.
And preparing that next group. So I want to thank you, sister. I want to thank you for having me and inviting me on the show again anytime that you have space or you need a conversation around PPs or what we're doing up here in Newark. I would love to be on your show.
Absolutely. And, brother, please know that we are here. You know, in other words, our radio broadcast is here to service our people. We have the ability to pretty much do a broadcast whenever we choose to, but certainly each week we're on pretty much every week at the same time, which is Saturday, 10:30 to 12 midnight. But again, if something should come up and you need to get on the air, you can always let us know. And 9 times out of 10, we can do a show at any time.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right, but before you leave us, give again the email address so that if folks wish to stay in touch and communicate, they can do so.
The email address is jerseyjericho, it's one word, jerseyjericho@gmail.com. And folks should also visit our website is www.thejerichomovement.com. It's all one word, thejerichomovement.com. And there we have all the information, addresses and bios of the political prisoners, updates, and folks can really catch up if they need to.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, but I want to thank you again for, you know, taking the time to join us and certainly continue the great work.
Thank you again, sister, for having me.
Indeed. All right, family, we were just talking with Brother TJ, and we just got our report on what happened yesterday, last night, at the Black August event in Newark, New Jersey. As you could tell, it was very powerful, and we're looking forward to, you know, being a part of it next year. So anyone that's in that Newark area that's tuning in, make sure you get in touch with the brother. You just got the email address, and, of course, there's a website, so you can stay in touch and, you know, make sure that we are able to continue to bring forward the information and the education and so forth that needs to happen, not only to deal with the issues of our political prisoners, but also the continued legacy and work that is around resistance and liberation. Okay, moving right along. Again, this is a special segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation, and we are thanking all of you for tuning in this evening, and we remind you that we do come on every Saturday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 12 midnight. We do not have the chat line open tonight, but we will have it open for you on Saturday, this Saturday, so that you can also go into the chat room and exchange information and so forth. And let's see, I think we're going to get ready to wrap up for tonight. We want to thank Brother TJ again for, you know, giving us the update on what we need to know about. And we want to remind you again that today is, in fact, the date that Brother Huey P. Newton was also murdered. And, you know, for those of you who are kind of into looking at things a little deeper than the surface, you may at some point want to look into what really happened on this day. Was it really a so-called drug deal, as they say? You know, we've come to learn and realize that we can't believe anything that these people tell us. Therefore, it behooves us to kind of look at things a bit more in-depthly, a bit more further, because they will put anything out there for us to look at and to try to believe. But again, who knows what really happened, but we know what could have happened because we know what they do. But at any rate, today does mark that day, and the legacy does indeed continue, the real legacy, the legacy of resistance, the legacy to fight. And good, better, and different, it is one thing for sure. The information that Huey P. Newton used to put out, the strategies, the ability to deal with the system. Listen, I mean, during that time period, hey, for real, it made a major, major impact. And to today, obviously, it continues to live on. That legacy, that energy continues to live on and continues to inspire. So with that said, you know, we want, of course, the family, the friends, the colleagues of Brother Huey P. Newton to know that he is still greatly loved, greatly missed. And again, we do continue the true legacy of our brother. Okay, moving right along, before we close out tonight, we want to remind you that again here in Philadelphia, we're going to have Black August here in Philly, and it's going to take place at the Shanghai City Learning Cultural Center, located at 3117 Master Street. We had a Black August activity a few weeks ago, as a matter of fact, and it was pretty good. We showed the film that was on MOVE. It was a documentary on MOVE. We were blessed to obtain it, and we did show it and had a little discussion about it. Well, this time we're going to show a film presentation, and it's going to cover FBI and Tupac. Okay, so for those who are in the Philadelphia area, we invite you to come out and join us starting at 6 o'clock p.m. next Sunday, August the 29th, here in Philly, again at 3117 Master Street. The admission fee is $10, which covers a great meal. Of course, no one will be turned away, so if you just want to come in and hear the discussion and be a part of the discussion, you're certainly welcome to do so. And, again, if you want more information, you can call area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. Next week, we will have a few other special segments of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. As a matter of fact, we are planning to bring on Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Of course, August the 30th will mark the Earth Day of his father, Chairman Fred Hampton. And, of course, with that, we are going to pay tribute and recognition to Chairman Fred Hampton. And that, of course, again, Earth Day is August the 30th. There's like we say, Black August. There's a lot going on during the month of August and a lot of things that we pay recognition to. Okay, before we close out again, what we want to do is just briefly let you know that this weekend the ISIS organization had an event, and it was very interesting. I did get the opportunity to stop by and support and also be involved in the presentation. I was invited by the ISIS founder and chairperson, Brother Ali Muhammad, who, again, I thank the ISIS organization for inviting me to participate. And certainly we look forward to building with them further as well. Again, they have a lot of good information, and in the future we'll be bringing a representative on the show for you to meet and greet them and get to know them a little better, because one of the roles of New Day Resurrection and of myself is to make certain that those who are doing certain types of liberation and resurrection work, letting you know who they are, and also separating the wannabes from the ones that really is about it. And so, you know, we have people, of course, in the ISIS organization that are, in fact, that, as well as a few other organizations, and we want to, again, make sure that you know who they are so that we can stop these people that's running out here perpetrating frauds and really being able to fool the people with their nonsense. We want to make sure that you know who they are, and, you know, we just got to make sure that we deal with it in that way. So again, in the very near future, we'll have someone on the show to talk to you about the indigenous sovereign group known as ISIS, and we'll be telling you more about the component of the Million Woman Movement that is also dealing with nation building and self-determination, known as the Numa'ati Nation. Again, I was able to present some of that information today because, well, there's not many sisters that are really talking about building a nation, and certainly not many who are actually in the forefront in doing it. And for those who are sisters, let us know, because we want to connect with you, build with you, and make these things happen to the best of our ability in this day and age. Okay, so moving right along, again, we want to thank all of you for tuning in. I want to remind you that this past week also has been Garvey Week, and hopefully next week we'll be able to bring you a report on what happened with the National International Convention this week that took place in Washington, D.C., in recognition of the Honorable Marcus Garvey. Every year there's an annual gathering that takes place, and Garveyites all over the world come together and discuss activities and other strategies and things that they're doing and are planning to do. And hopefully our next program or thereabouts will be able to bring to you a report on some of what was covered this year and what some of the projections are. We do know, of course, that things are coming along very, very well for many who are involved in the Marcus Garvey movement as far as it pertains to the land in the East. There was a large amount of land that was given to the UNIA, that was given to the Honorable Marcus Garvey years ago, that it appears has finally been settled. It's finally being utilized in the way that it was deemed to be. As a matter of fact, I've been invited to go to Belize in a few weeks, and I'm certainly looking forward to that, to get out of, you know, the belly of the beast for a minute again and, you know, breathe some clean air and drink some clean water and so forth and so on. But we'll be telling you more about that very soon as well. In addition to those who are interested in being a part of the Founders Convention, the MWM Founders Convention is going to happen here in Philadelphia. This will begin to formulate the new coordinating teams for the historic and the original Million Woman March and its upcoming movement activities. For those who are really serious about being a part of the MW movement, for those who were serious in 97, might have got a little disillusioned over the years or misdirected, because as we probably know by now, or some of you probably know by now, there was, in fact, saboteurs and other kinds of, non-progressive elements, that were planted inside of my particular, element and realm of things, my being the founding office and the originating entity. They literally sent in people to dismantle, disrupt, and also to misdirect. Fortunately, over the years, we were able to finally get them out, and now the path is clear, the road is clear, and we're able to move forward. So, with that said, for those who might have got caught up in it during the past 2 years, we extend an invitation to you to now, reconnect with us. And again, in October, you will have the opportunity to do so, to hear the latest developments, to know the work that has been done over the years, and certainly where we're now moving onward to. So again, if you want more information about the upcoming Million Woman March convention coming up, Founders Convention 2010, give us a call at area code 267-636-3802. Now, let's see. One other thing before we leave out. Oh, yeah, you can also email us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com or officialmwm@yahoo.com. Okay, we are still looking for presenters who may be interested in presenting at the convention. If you have a book that you would like to have presented, and we would like to do a book signing, or we'd like for us to consider to do a book signing for you, then let us know. If there's anything else that you might want to have shown or made readily available at the convention, again, get in contact with us, especially if it's really, really about something that is going to be positive, progressive, and powerful. All right. Okay, so with that said, we're going to get ready to close out for this evening and remind you again, we will be back next week, Saturday, which will be, I believe, the 28th, and we will give you some additional updates on some other Black August events and activities. But again, the one in Philadelphia will take place on the 29th. Philadelphia, it will be at the I and Tupac at Shanghai City Center, Cultural Center, located at 3117 Master Street. For more information, 267-636-3802. I want to thank Brother TJ again for joining us, and we look forward to having you to join us again on Saturday and maybe during some point in the week, because we may end up doing another special broadcast. We would like to get Brother Sunni Ali on, the last Sunni Ali, back on before he heads back out of the country. So that's a possibility. And, we'll just see how it goes. But in the meantime, we're going to leave you with the words of Ma'at Hotep. We say Ma'at Hotep because Ma'at, of course, represents justice. And we say Hotep because it stands and represents for peace. But there can be no peace without Ma'at. There can be no peace without justice. So until next week, we remind you we will be Black, and we hope that you will continue to spread the word. Until next week, we leave you with the idea and the concept of power, prosperity, and peace. P to the third power. Until next week, a lucha continua. The struggle does indeed continue. And promote your to the shenda. Together we shall win. Tuta.